And what would you call a place where you, a Cohen-operated place to do laundry?
A washateria.
Okay. What would you call something that you would put dirty clothes in?
Maybe a hamper or a clothespin or a chute, according to how it was constructed. But if it was just a separate container, I'd call it a hamper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, something that's operated by electricity that you'd use to sweep the rug?
A carpet sweeper or a vacuum, probably a vacuum cleaner or a vacuum.
And the thing that on a vacuum cleaner that the dirt collects in is called a?
A bag.
You know those machines that?
We used to call that when I was a kid. Exclusively we called it, used the Airway, because the brand was Airway. It was
really?
One of the earlier vacuum cleaners. And it had Airway written on it, and it had Airway written on the bag, and
yeah.
The bag zipped open and it was upright. And that was the funniest thing, and I guess we were considered rich because we had an Airway.
Because you had an Airway.
Yeah, and an Airway was a vacuum cleaner.
That was synonymous, wasn't it?
Yeah, just like Frigidaire was synonymous
with
refrigerator. But we had an Airway.
I never heard of Airway. I knew, Frigidaire, of course, I knew.
Yeah.
What do you call those machines that push the trash together?
It was trash compactor.
Oh, what do you call them? A large size receptacle for garbage.
A garbage can.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen like at a shopping center or in one of those big things that they put garbage in that a truck picks it up and dumps it out?
Yeah.
You can call that a?
Hmm. That's called a waste collector.
What do you call a person who prepares bodies for burial?
Well,
I'd probably
call them a mortician or an embalmer.
Jerry used undertaker.
Yeah, undertaker, embalmer, and mortician in that order.
What would you call in addition to putting people in graves, those buildings that they put them in?
Mausoleum.
Have you ever heard cigarettes?
A vault.
Or a vault.
Yes.
Have you ever heard cigarettes called anything else?
Yeah. Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Cigaboos. That's what the kids used to call them, cigaboos.
Didn't know that when we sang you. A room on the side of a house that's enclosed, got windows all around it to get a lot of sunlight.
Oh. A sun porch or veranda, probably. That's what a veranda is. We were talking about a veranda. I think that's what it is.
A room in the house that's just for, well, like your room downstairs that, where you watch TV and just relax.
A den.
And a room that's got a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower.
You
might call it half bath.
Yeah,
you know that term?
Yeah, half bath.
Okay. What kind of heating equipment does this house, for example, have? Is it
central heat?
Central heat. Well, now, how were your houses usually heated when you were growing up here?
We call them stoves, but they were space heaters. A lot of them had radio heaters. Was what probably they would really call them if they had the play towel and the gas come up and just radiate up.
What do you call a house that has three or like that the rooms are just arranged in a line like this that they,
a shotgun house.
Right, you know that. Do you know what you call a house with?
A lot of these good words are going to be lost in the next generation because my kids wouldn't know.
They
what
wouldn't know what a shotgun house was. No.
They would not know what a shotgun house
now,
was.
Now, I asked a 22-year-old this question just the other day, and she did not know what a shotgun house was.
I guess that means you shoot a shotgun.
Yes, it go right straight through the other side.
Well, more noise than go right through.
Do you? That's funny. I never thought to think about that, but that's exactly it, I bet you. Do you know what you would call a house that's got a, like a room here and a room here, and then just kind of an open hall between it?
I've seen them, but I can't recall.
Have you ever heard of anything called a dog trot?
Well, I think I've heard it, but it would have been a long time ago. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But I've seen old houses like that out in the country.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one that has a long entry hall like this, and then the entry hall turns into like at a 90-degree angle into a room like that?
No.
Okay. Do you know any other, like, just thinking about the houses when you were growing up here, any distinctive designs of houses that you can think of that y'all ever called anything?
Well, there wasn't anything such as a split level or anything like that. Right. It was a two-story house or a three-story house or a brick or a colonial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, colonial meant columns.
Mm-hmm.